Blog Talk Radio.
For you all coming in, and after you had a hard day's work and come in and took care of the family, but yet you still came and you didn't think it was robbery to come in and just sit at the master's table tonight. We are glad that you're here, each and every one of you. We're glad.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on.
And we thank God for you.
Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off.
Thank God for you.
Entry and exit tones are on.
To lift up the name of Jesus.
Entry and exit tones are off.
But we know he got great things in store for us on tonight. We thank each and every one of you tonight. We thank God for you coming in and just sitting down at the master's table, knowing that he's going to do whatever you petition him to do, whether it's for a healing for someone else, for salvation for someone else. We just thank and praise God for you tonight, knowing that God is going to answer our prayer. And we just ask you to just call your friend, call some family member, two or three people, and tell them to come on tonight, because we expecting God to move mightily. Call your enemy, as Minister Burns can say. Call your enemy. Call someone and tell them that God is going to do great things tonight. Hallelujah. He never fails. Hallelujah. Every time we come on the line, he do that and more for us on tonight. And we just appreciate you. We appreciate everyone, all the leaders that's on tonight. We appreciate all the ministers that's on tonight. We appreciate just everyone for coming out tonight to just lift up the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. He is worthy of every praise. He is worthy of every hallelujah. He is just truly worthy tonight, and we thank you. We thank you for coming in. We thank you so very much, and God is getting ready to move on tonight, and he's getting ready to move in our homes. He's getting ready to move on our loved ones. I just hope and pray that somebody just give their life to him tonight. But however he move, whoever speak the word of God tonight, we just hope and pray that somebody give their life to him tonight. Hallelujah. Today is the day. Don't wait till tomorrow. Today, tonight is the night for him, for you to give him your life. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we thank God. Hallelujah. And we're going to pray, hallelujah, for the many, many children that lost their lives today. I think they said it was 14, but I think it's up to 18 now. And we're just going to pray, hallelujah, that in the teacher that lost her life, hallelujah, we're going to pray that God comfort all them parents, hallelujah, that sent their kids off today expecting for them to return, and they didn't. We're just going to pray for Texas, hallelujah, Jesus, because God is going to, he's going to do great things for them. He's going to relieve the pressure, hallelujah, Jesus. My heart really, truly go out to them tonight, thanking and praising for my children making it back home, my grandchildren making it back home, because we never know. We never know. So we just give God the praise, and we give him the honor, and we give him the glory, hallelujah, for keeping us safe, for watching over us, hallelujah, as we just never know, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God the praise tonight, hallelujah, for great.
The recording has started.
That he's going to do. And the song says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. No matter what's going on, hallelujah, he's been so good. He's been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We glorify you tonight, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God, with mercy tonight, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look on each and every one tonight, Lord God, to come on the line tonight, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive, Lord God, sin tonight, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God. Forgive us, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for even the thought, Lord God, that we may have thought tonight, Lord God, that you just wasn't pleased with, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, repent, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, that's going to keep, Lord God, us from your presence tonight, Lord God. For we realize and know, Lord God, that we cannot, Lord God, come before you any kind of way, Lord God. But we come tonight, Lord God, just asking you to look down upon each and every one of us tonight, Lord God, and move by your spirit and by your mighty powers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us, Lord God. Look upon this line tonight, Lord God, and bless, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near, Lord God, every country, Lord God, to represent a home tonight on this line. In the name of Jesus, every city, every state, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, we come asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God. And we asking you this day, Lord God, to look on Texas, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your power for Texas tonight, Lord God. For every mother, every father, Lord God, that lost a child, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch those families tonight, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, many of them have hung down heads tonight, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to be that comforter that you left, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch every mother, Lord God, that lost her child, every father that lost his child, even the teacher, Lord God, that got her life taken tonight, today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch community, Lord God. Touch that place tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, even those that's intensive care, even those that's hanging on, Lord God, we ask you to move for those families, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, ease the pain, Lord God. Ease the burden, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to touch lives tonight, Lord God. We ask you to save souls, Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to heal bodies tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight on the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, touch the speaker tonight, Lord God. Let us have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, have your way tonight, Lord God. Have your way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move mightily, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, somebody, Lord God, need a touch, Lord God. Somebody need a touch tonight, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, that heavy heart, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, that weary soul, Lord God. Touch that person, Lord God, that feel like they want to give up, Lord God, that says there's no reason to live anymore, Lord God. We ask you to move tonight by your Spirit and by your power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For you are the lift of our heads, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this night by your Spirit, Lord God, by your mighty power, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, set free tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we'll thank you, Lord God. We'll give you the praise, Lord God. We'll give you the glory that you so do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We honor you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We reference you tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now. We glorify you right now. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Our soul say yes, Lord God. Our soul say yes, Lord God. Our soul say yes. Yes to your will, Lord God. Yes to your way. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we will, Lord God. We will obey you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Master. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Master. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. And we say, thank you, Lord. We said, thank you, Lord. We said, thank you, Lord. We said, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We magnify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. We pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Amen tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, missionary fan. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless each and every one of you again on tonight. Amen. We hope that you have come, that you are ready, that you are settled in on tonight. We would like to say, though, to any of our guests that are listening by radio, looks like we're having some technical difficulties. So if you're listening by Facebook or you're listening, amen, by the ReArc Prayer Group 52, if you want to continue to listen to the broadcast, you're going to have to dial in, unfortunately. And we want to go ahead and give you that number, amen, before the system runs out on us. And the number for you to dial in to continue on with us is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. 339-209-6891. Now listen, if you would like to get a copy of the broadcast, if you're not able to dial in, we're going to go ahead and give you those two numbers so that that way you can get the broadcast in the event you miss it. And the first number for you to dial is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And as well, you can dial 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, we're having some issues on the radio side, and we do apologize to all of our listeners. Amen. In that, amen. We'll be running out on that side in just a little bit. So if you're listening in again by Facebook, amen, by the group or by our page, you will need to dial in to continue on with us in order to hear the broadcast, as that side of the broadcast, amen, is going through some technical issues right now, amen. But nevertheless, people of God, amen, like I said, we are recording. So in the event you would like to have a copy to listen, to hear, amen, what has happened, you can certainly either one of those numbers and we will send you a copy of the broadcast. Amen. I want to give you those numbers one more time because we do have people that are steadily, amen, coming in, or people that may be just chiming in on Facebook. We're having technical difficulties on the radio side tonight, so that side will be shutting down shortly. So if you would like to get a copy of tonight's broadcast, or if you would like to be a part of the broadcast on tonight, you're going to have to dial in, and that number is 339-209-6891. Again, that's 339-209-6891. One more time, 339-209-6891. Amen. Now listen, people of God, in the event you get that you're being charged for your call, we're going to give you another number that you can dial, that there will be no charge for that call. And that number is, let's see if we can get it for you. We recently changed it. Amen. Listen, if you try to dial in and you're not able to get in on the 339 number, you can simply dial 223-232-5621. That's our workaround number. It'll get you right here to the platform as well. Again, if you're listening by Facebook, you can certainly dial in without a charge, and that number is 223-232-5621. And then that way you can get right in with us. Amen. We do apologize. Amen. But these things do happen sometimes, but we pray, amen, that we're able to get it up and running. But again, the broadcast, amen, was shut down shortly on the radio side. Amen. But we want you to come on and be with us anyhow. Amen. And if you hear of anybody that tells you that they're not able to get in, just let them know. Amen. Give them those numbers that we just gave to you, and they'll be able to get in. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We thank God. Thank God again, Missionary Van, for holding the line for us while we try to troubleshoot to see what's going on. But we're going to go on in the name of the Lord. Thank you for sanctifying the line. Amen, Jesus. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight, people of God. God bless you. God bless you as you're continuing to come in. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Just a little song of praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, while you continue to come in. Amen, Jesus. Just a little song on tonight. My hand lifted up and my mouth filled with praise. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, 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 I will bless thee, O Lord. Whoa, I will bless thee, O Lord.
Yeah. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Oh, glory to God. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, oh Lord. Oh, I will bless thee, oh Lord. Will you bless him tonight? Hallelujah. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Yeah. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, oh Lord. Oh, I will bless thee, oh Lord. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Oh, glory to God. With the heart of thanksgiving, and with the heart of thanksgiving, with the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you bless him tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, with a heart of thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh, with a heart of thanksgiving. Yeah. With a heart of thanksgiving, yeah. I will bless thee, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift your voice and say, Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Tell the Lord. Yeah. Tell him yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Tell him, yeah, Lord, glory to God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, yes, Lord, oh, yeah, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus, Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many bless the Lord tonight? Hallelujah. How many bless his name? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. With the heart of thanksgiving. With the heart of thanksgiving, with the heart of thanksgiving,
Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many just want to just bless the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God just for a few minutes right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just set yourself. Glory to God. Just set your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God to give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. For he's worthy. Oh, glory to God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, with the heart of thanksgiving. Yeah, with the heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. I will bless thee. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the praises rise. Hallelujah. Let the praises rise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your heart, hallelujah, let your heart rise up and give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let your spirit, oh, glory to God, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, hiya. Glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God with the heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. The heart of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. With the heart of thanksgiving, thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, hiya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hiya. Yay, glory to God. Hiya. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Hiya, ya, 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 ya. Ha, ha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him tonight. We bless him. Glory to God. We bless him. We bless him. We bless him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. Glory to God. We love him tonight. Glory to God because he first loved us. Ha. Whoa, glory to God. When we didn't know how to love ourselves, glory to God. Oh, but he loved us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we bless him tonight. We bless him tonight. We bless him tonight. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Thank God again. Amen. Glory to God. Missionary fan, thank you for sanctifying the line on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, amen. Glory to God. We're going to make ready. Amen, for our scripture reading on tonight. Glory to God. Again, we want to let you know, amen, people of God, that you may not be able to hear, amen, on Facebook. Like I said, we're having some technical difficulties on that side. Amen, Jesus. I don't know if anyone is listening in by Facebook, but let us know. Glory to God. We know on our side the controls, it doesn't look like it's working. Amen. Glory to God. But we pray that it is. We pray that it is. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to give way, glory to God, and ask Sister Mary Hollins if she would come tonight with our scripture reading. Glory to God.
The Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners. Scripture reading tonight will be coming from 1 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 23rd through the 34th verse. David's Psalm of Gratitude. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you the first Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 23rd through the 34th verse. I pray that the scripture reading be a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Sing unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's what we're doing. Amen. Listen, people of God, praise is what we do. Hallelujah. For the Lord created us to give him praise. Amen. To give him honor, to give him glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, my heart, amen, is filled with praise on tonight. My heart is filled with praise on tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, just filled with praise. Amen. Song after song, melody after melody. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Amen. Glory to God. My heart is filled with praise tonight. Have you ever experienced that? Amen. When your heart is just full. I mean, just full. Glory to God. When you just want to praise, listen, people of God, you be so full, you just want to go to a mountaintop and just scream to the top of your voice, thank you, Jesus. Woo! You know, one of those praises where your voice is echoing the valley, you're on the mountaintop, amen, Jesus, and you're giving God praise, and you just give God praise to the top of your voice, and you can hear it echoing in the valley, the valley, the valley, the valley, the valley, the valley. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's my heart is full tonight. Amen. And we pray that you are too. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For the Lord created us. Amen. Glory to God that we would give him praise in the beauty of holiness. Amen. Glory to God. Praise does your heart good. Praise does your spirit good. Amen. Listen, sometimes you just got to get beyond yourself. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Sometimes yourself hold you back. Amen. Your flesh will hold you back from giving God praise. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Glory to God. Your mind will give you all kind of excuses why you shouldn't praise him, why you shouldn't glorify him, what happened, and what if, and all of those things, amen, glory to God. They come to hinder. They come to hinder your praise. Glory to God. But I declare if you can break away, if you can break your heart, woo, Sheba, yeah, glory to God, hallelujah. I declare if you could just break out, hallelujah, glory to God, against all odds, amen, against everything that the enemy's telling you, against everything that yourself is telling you, glory to God, and just give God a praise, listen, an undignified praise. I'm talking about a praise, glory to God, as they say, a praise that won't wait a minute, amen, glory to God, a praise, glory to God, that earth can't hold. Woo! Glory to God, a praise that earth can't hold. It's so glorious until the Lord has got to go up before him. Woo! Listen at that. Look at that. Amen. A praise that's so glorious unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God that it's ushered by the angels right on up into the presence of the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a praise, glory to God, that will shock you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. A praise. Amen. That's unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus. That's so heavenly. That's so heavenly. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, I have seen people, amen, Jesus. I have seen people get off into praises. Amen, Jesus. I never will forget. And then we're going to go on into the word. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Mary, for the reading of the word. Amen. That glorious, amen, praise, that glorious word. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Listen, people of God, I remember my eyes beheld something so beautiful. Amen. My eyes beheld something. I was in the presence of the Lord. And as I was there in the presence of the Lord and the praise was going up, amen, the praises were going up. The praises were going up unto the Lord. The praises were going up. Amen. Everything was harmonious. Everything was on one accord. My God. I'm telling you, people of God and the people of God were, amen, I believe everything in there, amen, Jesus was giving God praise. I'm talking about when not just praising, glory to God, out of just their flesh, but praising out of their spirit. I'm talking about a pure praise. Amen. When you lift your hands unto the Lord and you just get lost in him, glory to God, you just get lost and it's like just you and him in the midst. Amen. Glory to God. And really that's all it is. Amen. It's just you and him. Glory be to God. Once you really get off into a true praise. But people of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we were there in the praise and everything, and everything had begun to subside. Amen. And there was this young man there. He was a young man. I guess he was about 20-something years old. Oh, he had such a beautiful praise unto the Lord. He loved the Lord. He was in tears. People of God, and as he was there in the praise, in the dance, in the praise, and there's so many ways we can praise him, but he was there in the dance, in the praises of the Lord. Amen. But it had become worship. And people of God, I'm telling you, it's like the angels. I mean, everybody, it was just so beautiful. It's like he was, his vernacular, as he was giving God praise, glory to God, it's like the motion, amen, glory to God, they weren't normal. You could tell, amen, that he was moving, amen, in the presence of, oh, my God. Amen. You could tell he was moving in the presence of the heavenly host. Glory to God. I'm telling you, it just captured everybody's attention. Amen. And as it caught everybody's attention, glory to God, I'm telling you, such a reverence. There was such a reverence that came over everybody. Everybody was looking. We were so in awe. Amen. And I tell you, people of God, listen, we can get to that place. When you break beyond, amen, and it's just you and the Lord, and you giving God praise, amen, and listen, you reaching, amen, unto him, and then he touch you back. Woo! Hey, my God, and that's when you are worshiping the Lord in the beauty of holiness. In the beauty of holiness. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Again, thank God for you, Sister Mary, for that scripture. Amen. It just took me back. Amen, to that service that I was in. Amen, Jesus. Bless my heart. So, glory to God. And I just want to admonish you, people of God, when you're in the presence of the Lord, amen, when we go in the presence of the Lord, go all in. No holds barred. Wherever you are, amen, when praise is going forth, block everything out. Amen, and touch God. Touch him. Oh, my God. Touch him until he touch your back. Touch him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I don't care if you're just waving your hands. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you're just walking, amen, in the presence of the Lord, just lock into him. Just lock into him. Glory to God, and touch him until he touch you back. Amen. When you're in praise, glory to God, when you're in a praise, you should expect the Lord to touch you. You should expect it. You should expect a touch from the Lord. Listen, people of God, one touch from the Lord, glory to God. Glory to God can give you everything that you need. Everything that you need in just his touch. Amen. You need healing. You need strength. Glory to God. You need, amen, your mind to be strengthened. Glory to God. You need your heart to be strengthened. Whatever you need, when you get off into a pure praise, oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I was talking to, amen, an evangelist today, amen, and she was telling me that she had gotten off into a praise this past Sunday, amen, and she was talking about how she danced before the Lord. She danced before the Lord, amen, and she was, glory to God, just talking about how she had danced before the Lord like that in so long. She got off in the praise. She touched God in the praise. Hallelujah, and the Lord touched her back, amen, and listen, people of God, when he touch you, glory to God, you got to know it's not just for a feel-good. Yeah, my. But God's touches, glory to God. His touch, glory to God, is so much more than what you feel. Amen? Glory to God, elevate your mind, elevate your heart, elevate your, open your spirit. Amen? Glory to God, that what you need at that moment as you're in that praise, amen, that you're receiving from the Lord. Amen? Glory to God. So God bless you tonight, people of God. We're so excited tonight. Amen. We just had to get that out there. We'd like to admonish you in any way that we can, people of God, because we're all on this journey. Amen, Jesus. And sometimes we forget certain things, and we just want you to be mindful. We want you to be reminded, glory to God. We want to put you in remembrance, amen, of the scriptures. Amen. Glory be to God, so that you're not, amen, we're not just people that are just going through the motion, but we are the generation that seek him. Ha! Glory to God. We are the generation, glory to God. We are the people that are seeking him, glory to God. And I pray, glory to God, as we always say, that you're not just coming to this PNN to be coming in. Amen. But we pray that you're coming to get something, glory to God. And we pray that you're getting what you need, that you can grow and that you can develop, amen, glory to God, that you can be transformed, that you can be transformed, that your mind can be changed. Glory be to God. There's so much, amen, that's happening in this hour and in this time, people of God. Amen. It's no longer church as usual. Amen. But it's all about relationship. It's all about coming into the kingdom now. It's all about coming into the demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! The Christ within us. Oh, my God, our hope of glory. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Just wanted to put you in remembrance, amen, of those few things on tonight. Amen, Jesus, because we are rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen. But we thank God, amen, for all that is said, all that is done to this point. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you are rethinking, amen, that you are reverbing, amen, that this word is even so getting, amen, in your spirit, and that is turning, glory to God, that is turning, glory to God. We pray that you can feel yourself turning. You can speak higher, glory to God. You can feel, glory to God, the change that's happening in your life. You can feel the change that's happening, glory be to God, in your mind, in your spirit, and in your soul. Glory be to God. Let everything go, people of God. Everything that's not like God. Glory to God. Unforgiveness, let it go. Glory to God. Hiya. Glory to God. Retaliation, let it go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Slothfulness, let it go. Glory to God. Hiya. Woo. Glory be to God. We got to press on. We got to press on toward the mark. We got to press on. Glory be to God. There's a high calling that's set before us. Amen. There's a high calling that sets before us. Amen. And we can reach it. We can reach it. We can do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, tonight we are going over to, amen, Jesus. We're going on over to Clarkston, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. There's a prophet over there. Amen. There's a prophet in the land. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. As I, amen, mentioned before, glory be to God. Amen. He, when I moved to Atlanta, amen, Jesus, he was my very first pastor. Amen, Jesus. Preaching, 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 man of God. And we do pray that we can get him back on the line at some point. Amen. He's busy traveling. He is an evangelist. He is a prophet. Amen. And we thank God for him. Glory to God. Thank God for his labor in the gospel. Amen, Jesus. Thank God for all that he, amen, has deposited even so into me, glory to God, in the time that I sat under him. Amen. But we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight. And tonight, people of God, we want you to receive the man of God on tonight. Amen. Lord God, he's going to come and he's going to break the bread of life on tonight. People of God, we want you to receive the prophet, amen, the pastor, the evangelist, H.N. Williams.
We give God praise and we give him thanks because he is our God, our Savior. We appreciate him and we love him. We give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight. We thank God for the woman of God, the host. Amen tonight, Minister Ted Bradley, for the invitation. We bless God for you. I do honor my chief apostle and bishop, the founder of the S.D. James Evangelistic Association, the Evangelistic Pentecostal Churches Worldwide. Thank God for a jurisdictional prelate for the state of Georgia, the man, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Thank God tonight for his people everywhere, the body of Christ at large. I am grateful to be his voice for this hour. For those that have tuned in, that you will receive that which the Lord has given for this hour. We look to the word of God in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. And it says, by your name, Jesus, I thank you now for making the way that we can be free from sin to serve you in righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. So tonight, the Lord formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Man became a living soul. But also God created either male and female. Created he them. And the plan of God that man would be fruitful and that he would multiply. So God planned for man that he would serve him, worship him, give him honor, and give him praise, that he will have a good relationship. Name was Lucifer, who saw the relationship with God and man. And in the fury of his jealousy, he was determined that he would find a way to break the relationship. So he came by the way of the wife, the woman, to the serpent, disobeyed God's word, and partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So also did Adam. By so doing, the Lord had warned them that by this you shall partake of this tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall surely die. The word of God is sure. And so they disobeyed God and sinned against their God. Well, the word of God declares now that the wages, so now man has a problem. He has entered into disobedience. He's now in sin. And he has a problem, and this problem he cannot solve. But thanks be to God that God, being who he is, had a plan get back to him. So we look from the days of Adam, we come down to the generations, and we look at mankind upon the face of the earth as they spread over the earth, and the poor man says that it repented God that he had made man. But thank God for Noah, who found favor and obeyed God and prepared an ark. 120 years he preached, warning the people, but they did not believe. Heaven, the windows of heaven, began to send rain upon the face of the earth. People of God, those of you that are listening tonight, we are at a time in the earth today, and the word of God warned us and said to us, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Going on in the earth today, many have gone after their own way, the way of the flesh, the way of rebellion, spirit of idolatry in the earth. Now, we must take time to see what happens in the days of Noah, because they did not heed the warning. When the heavens were opened and the waters came down and began to rise upon the face of the earth, Noah and his family having been secured in the ark. Now there is a cry in the earth because the earth has become covered with water. Mankind, they're crying out to be saved. They're crying out for help. And they say, no, open us. We believe now that you are a prophet of God. We believe in your message. Help us. Help us, Noah. But Noah said, I cannot do it. For 120 years, I labored, I prophesied, I declared unto you the word of God to prepare yourself for such a time as this. But you did not hear the warning. And so now it's too late. For many souls perished back in those days. So after the flood, time in the earth. But yet the spirit of rebellion and disobedience began to yet spread itself throughout the earth. And so even to this day and time, we see it. But thank be to God that even when we look and we see the condition, there was no way that we could be helped. But the word of God, they prepare me a body. I will go. I will help. I will pay the price to retain man. And so the word of God come to the earth and let us know. Save his people from their sins. So the angel Gabriel at the appointed time went down to the city, went down to Nazareth, and began to prophesy, declare the word of the Lord unto Mary and let her know that the time was now and it's upon her that she was conceived and that she was raised for this man-child. And so it was done. So Mary, having believed and received the word of God, 9 months later, she brought forth a man-child. His name was called Jesus. Thanks be to God for giving Jesus. Now Jesus is in the earth, for the time is now. we can find a way out. Any authority begins his ministry. Hallelujah. He goes into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He fasted. He consecrated himself. And at the end of his fast, the enemy came to him to tempt him, as he did with Eve, the eye and the pride of life. But Jesus stopped the devil in his tracks. Hallelujah. He thought he had a way, but God had a better way. Because God had sent his word. Mm-hmm. And his word was not go at one. He sent Jesus, mm-hmm. the word Jesus, to save us from our sins. And the word could not return void. The word has to save. The word has to heal. The word has to deliver. And so we see Jesus having come out of the wilderness, goes into the temple, and he says, now, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel. And so we see Jesus. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He opened the blinded eyes. He caused the lame to walk. He fed thousands of folks. He was Lazarus. He called him from the dead. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To his holy name. So we see him in the earth as he begins to move. And he begins to raise up men, disciples in the earth, and begin to teach them the ways of God in many great things. Hallelujah. But yet we needed help. We needed deliverance from the bondage of sin. So we look back in Moses, how we see in Moses how God gave the tabernacle and how he gave the sacrifices, but then there was no sacrifice that can cause man to become guiltless of his sin. Every year, they were doing the same thing over and over. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God that Jesus came as a sacrificial lamb. He died on that cross, shed his blood that our sins can be blotted out. Thanks be to God tonight that Jesus has made a way of escape for us to be able to come out of sin. What is another us in sin? Find ourselves doing things that we wish we could stop. But the only way this can be stopped, that you have to turn to Jesus, because he is our help. He has the power to deliver from sin and darkness. For the plan of the devil is to keep mankind down in sin. But Jesus has made a way of escape through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection. He has made the way. And so he said that if we can confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, died and the Lord had raised him, see that, from the dead, you can be saved, you can be delivered from this sin problem. Sin will cause you to make bad decisions. You will make decisions for a lifetime. Wrong friendship, marriages, wrong person, going places that is wrong, doing things that is wrong. But when we turn to the Lord, and acknowledge him in all our ways. Then he got written something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he will direct our path, and we do not have to make bad decisions. We don't have to get in wrong relationships. We don't have to go into places that is not good for us, but we can acknowledge Jesus in all our ways. He knows what's best for us. He will direct our path. And thank God. Thank you to God for his word. Because his word is what? It is a lamp. Sin will have you blind. You will stumble going down in the picture. But the word of God is a lamp to our feet and it's a light to our path. So it gives you good direction. You can see before you and you will not have to stumble and you will not have to fall. I'm saying tonight, folks, that Jesus is the light. If you want truth, trust Jesus. If you want help, Jesus got it. Whatever it is, Jesus, he is able. Jesus is the word that was made flesh. By his word, all things were made. All things were created. The word, there was not anything made that was made. I'm saying to you tonight, if you trust the Lord, if you put your trust in his word, surely he is able to help you. Surely he is able to lead you. Surely he is able to guide you. Surely he is able to see you through in his 2020 in this pandemic, in all that is going on in the earth. The word of God as part of Luke chapter 21, that men have are failing. They're losing hope. They don't know where to turn. A lot of folks have their trust in government, and we see that they are failing. But Jesus never fails. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I assure you tonight, if you trust him, oh, he'll see it through. Jesus, I guarantee you tonight that Jesus can become your best friend. He'll be closer than a brother. He'll be closer than a mother. He'll be closer than a father. Oh, yes, I said yes, yes, yes. Jesus, he is. He is my all in all. Jesus is my everything. Oh, yes, he is the lover of my soul. And he loved it so much that he died, that my soul can be saved, that I can be free from sin, that I can walk from life. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That I can walk. I can hold my head up. I can worship him. I can glorify him. I can serve him. Be real. His power is real. And it's so real that we don't have to fake it. You can have the real thing. So tonight, I encourage you. Trust him. You can lean on him. You can depend on him. He'll come through for you. The promise is that he gave unto us that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. I'm saying to you tonight, Jesus is what's up. Hallelujah. That's what's up. Jesus is what's up. Jesus, 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 Jesus. So when everything fails, I'm telling you that Jesus remains the same. He will not change. Abraham from everlasting to everlasting land. He is the Alpha and he is the Omega. Question tonight. I say tonight, what you need, Jesus got it. If you need love, he's got it. Because no bring of love that a man lay down his life. He went to the cross. He took the crown of thorns on his head. He was despised and rejected. He was worthless. But I taught him, and I say tonight, by his Christ we are healed.
Mm-hmm.
If you are sick, you can be healed. No matter what it may be, it may be cancer, but Jesus healed and delivered from cancer. Mm-hmm. It can be high blood, low blood, whatever it is. Jesus is a healer. Tonight, can be lifted up. The everlasting glory. Oh, come on tonight. I let the King of Glory come in. Who is the King of Glory? He is the Lord amongst. He is mighty. He is strong. And there is nothing that he cannot do. He is God in all power. If you trust him tonight, he'll bring you out of the prison, out of the dunghill. He is able to pick you up and to turn you around and to plant your feet on higher ground. That Jesus, someone who has heard the lost home and hold fast what you have heard. And say, without a shadow of a doubt, I know that my help is in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not made him your Lord and Savior. I encourage you tonight to surrender. Give it to him. If there's someone listening who's got a week along the way, tonight, God is able to restore you and to give you strength in giving him the praise. I trust that these few words tonight will go with you, be with you in Jesus' name, in the hands of the woman of God.
Praise God, praise God, God on tonight. Amen. Praise God for this word on tonight, people of God. Amen. We pray, amen, that you do, that you take heed to the word that was spoken tonight. Amen, Jesus. Even in consideration, as the man of God began to say that, such as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But people of God, amen, we don't have to be with those. We don't have to be like those, amen, that were caught on the outside of the ark. Glory to God. It's through this word. It's through, amen, this testimony of Jesus Christ that has come forth on tonight and every night. Glory be to God that, amen, Jesus, we don't have to be, amen, we don't have to be lost. You don't have to be lost. Glory to God. It's not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. This is the will of God. This is the will of God. Amen. This is, amen, the declaring of the word by his prophets, by, amen, his apostles and prophets and, glory to God, teachers and glory to God. Amen. It is this declaration. Amen. This declared word that goes out to the hearers. Amen. And we pray, glory to God, that you will make that this come on in the ark. Amen. Come on in the ark. Don't be lost. Don't be lost. Don't be lost. Amen, Jesus. For even as the man of God, amen, began to roll out to us, amen, Jesus, how he came. He came, people of God, he came, glory be to God, as the ultimate sacrifice. He came as the ultimate sacrifice, amen, glory to God. So, amen, there's no need to sprinkle blood, amen, over the doorposts, over the walls, amen, because Jesus became the ultimate sacrifice. He is the great I am, amen, glory to God. So tonight, amen, as the man of God has already declared, we pray that someone tonight heard the word. We pray tonight that someone heard the word, glory to God. And if you will tonight, amen, glory to God. Heaven is open, amen, as the man of God said. The windows are open, glory to God. And this PNN outreach, amen, it doesn't have four walls, but my God, glory to God, does the Spirit of the Lord dwell with us, amen. He dwells richly, glory to God, and he's still seeking, amen. He's still seeking such to save, still seeking such to deliver, still seeking those, amen, to set free, glory to God. He's still looking, amen, glory to God. So that be you on tonight, glory to God, and you're not saved and you desire to be saved, glory to God. Tonight can very well be your night. Amen. Glory to God. All it takes is a well-made-up mind. It just takes a well-made-up mind. Amen. Jesus, he don't call us because we're perfect. Amen. We don't have to try to clean up. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. That's the will. Amen, Jesus. That's the will of the Father to clean us up. Glory to God. We can't clean ourselves up good enough. Because all of our righteousness before him is as filthy rags, glory to God. But by his Spirit, glory to God, he does the work. He does the work. He's done it in me, glory to God. He's done it, amen, in the lives of those, amen, that are born again, glory to God, of the water of the Spirit on tonight, people of God. And listen, he desires to do the same thing for you. He's no respecter of persons. He's no respecter of persons, glory to God. But tonight, amen, he wants to save. He wants to save, amen. So if there's anyone on the line tonight, if you're not saved, glory be to God, now is your opportunity. Hallelujah. He's there waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's waiting patiently for you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Will there be one? Amen. Will there be one? Will there be one on tonight? Glory be to God. Will there be one? Glory to God, that desires to give their heart, their mind, their soul, their spirit. Give all of you unto the Lord. Amen. Anyone tonight. He loves us this much. He loves us just that much. Amen. Glory to God. So will there be one tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If there's not, amen, one tonight, glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Listen, people of God. Amen. The door, the windows, amen, have been opened unto you tonight. Amen. And we got to give an account for the word that we've heard. Glory to God. Every word, amen, that is uttered out of our mouths. Amen, Jesus. The Lord weighs. Yes, glory to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, the word has been declared unto you. Amen, Jesus. If there's none, amen, we want to open the line tonight for anyone that may have special prayer requests. Glory to God. You have special prayer requests on tonight. Amen, Jesus. You can come forth. Amen. Press star six. Glory to God. And come over on the platform. Amen. You can come on over.